I'm John Clayton. Welcome to WDCE FM. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond, and you're listening to the Cool Jazz Set. Now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Well, thanks, John, and welcome, everyone. The time is 7:04, and you are tuned to WDCE Richmond, and we are broadcasting live from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond on this sort of warm November evening. It was about 60 degrees when I came in just a few minutes ago, and we hope that you will enjoy listening to some cool jazz tonight, and we're going to start it off with a wonderful big band. This is the Mike Barone Big Band from the West Coast, L.A., and it features a wonderful young pianist, John Prue, who you will hear more about very shortly. And they will be playing How Deep Is the Ocean. Thank you.
featured our guitarist, Herbie Ellis. And at this time, we would like to feature our bassist, Ray Brown, as he joins us to do a number that has become a jazz classic, How High the Moon.
It's important to make sure your family has a plan in case of an emergency. We talked to this family to see if each of them knew where to meet if they were not together when something happened.
Okay, so if a natural disaster happened and we were outside the home, we would all meet at the park. That's our meeting point. That's where we would say, go here, this is safe, Dad will be here. We meet there, we'll be fine.
Well, we would probably just meet out in front of the house.
I meet places at our neighbor's house because she is my mom's good friend.
We all have a meeting spot, which is a bus stop. The reason for the bus stop is simply because nobody's going to be there. No buses, no people. There's probably going to be no traffic there. And it's a location that's in the middle of all three schools, so we can safely meet there, safely and quickly.
Is your plan any better? To learn more about making an emergency plan for your family, go to ready.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The last recording was kind of a historic album, actually 1956, live at the Stratford Shakespearean Festival in Ontario, the Oscar Peterson Trio with Herb Ellis and Ray Brown. And that's on the Verve label. And if you are just discovering the great Oscar Peterson, that would be a good album to start with. Let's see. Up next, a young composer with a quartet I think you might enjoy. Phil Palumbi and his album, 80 East. Thank you.
the days of wine and roses, laugh and run away, like a child at play, through the meadowland towards the closing dawn, a door marked nevermore that wasn't there before. The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze filled with memories of the lovely smile that introduced me to the days of wine and roses and
was vocalist Curtis Stiggers. With Larry Goldings on piano, Jeff Hamilton was the drummer, John Clayton the bassist, and Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet. Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer's The Days of Wine and Roses, and I send that out to my wonderful son-in-law, Bill, who celebrated a birthday this week. Happy birthday, Bill, and also hello to my lovely daughter, Laurie, and Mr. Hayes, and Mr. Elisha. Hope you're all having a great weekend. Before that, we heard a quartet that included Harold Danko on piano, Joe LaBarbera on drums, Walt Weisskopf on tenor, and the leader of that group, Phil Palumbi, the bassist. And the title of that track was Wigglin' and Squirmin'. I should have dedicated that to Mr. Hayes. Okay, let's see. This is from Tony Monaco, the Hammond B3 players. Fiery Blues album, and the name of this is Ashland. Not long ago, I was having a discussion with a good friend, and he said somebody told him that some jazz could get kind of greasy. So I suspect if he's listening, this might be a good opportunity to check out some greasy. Tony Monaco and the Hammond B3. There's some great music coming to Richmond this Tuesday, November 10th at 7 p.m., and it's going to be at the Capitol Ale House downtown. That's at 623 East Main Street. There's free parking, by the way, on the deck at 6th and Main. The Richmond Jazz Society's Guest Educator Series is going to present drummer and composer Jay Sennett in a trio with Justin Coughlin on piano and Terry Burrell on bass. You'll want to check that out. He's quite a great drummer, and that's a fine trio. Jay Sennett, if you have any questions, please call in Richmond, 804-643-1972. Or online, you can go to vajazz.org. Jay Sennett, November 10th, 7 o'clock, Capitol Ale House. We hope to see you there for that. If you didn't get a chance in, I think it might have been 2004. It's been about 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago. There was a great movie that came out called The Terminal. And if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you rent it. You would love it. It's very humorous, and it has a great storyline, which I won't give away. But a lot of the music is from the great Benny Golson, who, of course, wrote so many great songs. I remember Clifford and Killer Joe. And he was part of the jazz tet with Art Farmer back in the late 50s and the early 60s when they first recorded Killer Joe, which is almost his signature tune. Well, when he did The Terminal, he actually recorded and played. He recorded an album called Terminal One, but he recorded Killer Joe with a new group, which includes, of course, Benny Golson on saxophone, tenor, and Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Mike LaDon on piano, and Buster Williams as the bassist, Carl Allen as a drummer. So here is a more recent version, and the great Benny Golson with Killer Joe.
You don't know what love is until you've learned the meaning of the blues. Until you've loved a love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. You don't know how lips hurt until you've kissed and had to pay the cost. Until you've flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know. And how lips the taste of tears lose their taste for kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never die. Until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes, you don't know what love is. Love
That was young pianist and vocalist John Prue. It's pronounced Prue, but it's spelled P-R-O-U-L-X. John Prue. It's a great website, johnprue.com. This is from a brand new release that's just come out called Baker's Dozen, remembering Chet Baker on the Max Jazz label. And in addition to John, it features Chuck Berghofer on bass, and Joe LaBarbera is the drummer. A great recording. And let's see, up next, it is 8 o'clock, and time to tell you that you are listening to WDCE FM Richmond. And we do broadcast live every Sunday from the University of Richmond campus in the beautiful studios. And it's a delight to have you with us tonight. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I'm glad you could be with us. We had a request for some Miles Davis. This is from the late 50s. Miles Davis, along with his collaboration with the great Gil Evans. And this is a familiar tune I'm sure you've heard. Summertime.
Imagine a world without trees, where violent, destructive rivers rush out of control. The Arbor Day Foundation asks you to imagine a world with trees. Conservation trees, where tree roots grip and hold the riverbanks. A world without trees is no world for me, or for you. Conservation trees make the difference. This is Eddie Albert. Write for your free brochure from the National Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
Next up, young guitarist with a brand new release. Graham Dechter is his name, D-E-C-H-T-E-R. The album's on Capri Records. Right on Time is the name of it. And this is his quartet and his tune, Low Down. Actually, that's a Thad Jones composition. Graham Dechter.
old